Hello and welcome to the I Hear Design podcast, your source for interior design and architecture news, interviews, and opinions. I'm your host, Robert Nieminen, and in today's In Case You Missed It episode, we're doing something a little bit different. We recently published a two-part series of articles on the Interiors and Sources website about the Embodied Carbon in Construction Calculator, better known as the EC3 tool, which were packed with great information about this invaluable resource for design professionals. So today, we'll be revisiting two articles. First is titled, Three Designers Talk Three Ways to Utilize EC3 by Lona Rarick, Sustainable Design Leader and Architect at CGF, Marty Brennan, Architect, Sustainability Leader, Light Health Researcher and Mass Timber Enthusiast at ZGF, and Charlotte Jolly, an Interior Designer at ZGF Architects, which was published online on January 29th. The second article, published on February 28th and titled, More Experts Sound Off on the EC3, was written by independent climate consultant John Strassner, who interviewed Perkins & Will DC's Senior Technical Coordinator and Senior Associate Brittany McNary and Parallel Sustainability's VP of Operations Rebecca Backer to get their how-tos on using the calculator to better understand climate impacts. With that, let's take a deeper dive into the Embodied Carbon in Construction Calculator. Three Designers Talk Three Ways to Utilize EC3. When it comes to developing more effective carbon strategies, we have tremendous buying power as an industry. Rethinking the embodied carbon of building materials is one of the greatest opportunities we have as architects and interior designers to reduce the environmental impact of our work. While this can seem intimidating, today's tools and technologies make it easy to start tracking and implementing a lower carbon footprint on any project. Case in point, the Embodied Carbon in Construction Calculator, EC3, is a free, easy-to-use tool that empowers designers to take control of their project's embodied carbon. Focused on the upfront supply chain emissions of building materials, the tool draws from a growing database of third-party verified environmental product declarations that can combine with project-specific material quantities from construction estimates and BIM models, enabling the specification and procurement of low-carbon options. EC3 was incubated at the Carbon Leadership Forum with input from nearly 50 industry partners, including ZGF Architects. Its powerful impact on the AEC industry has driven demand for low-carbon materials and incentivized many manufacturers and suppliers to invest in disclosure, transparency, and innovations that reduce the carbon footprint of their products. From core and shell design to interior fit-outs, ZGF utilizes EC3 to accomplish several things throughout a project's lifecycle. Interiors can have a greatly underestimated impact on carbon, especially spaces that receive frequent retrofits. Early in design development, we can identify industry baselines for a wide range of building materials and compare them with lower carbon options. During procurement, we can integrate those low carbon options into our specifications. Down the road, the resulting EC3 model makes as-built embodied carbon documentation easier and supports green building certifications, including LEED pilot credit for reducing embodied carbon. 1. Unlock innovative solutions. ZGF was among the first EC3 pilot users in 2019, starting with a large campus modernization project for a global technology client, which is on track to achieve ILFI net zero carbon and LEED Platinum certifications. The project targeted more than 50% reduction in embodied carbon from low carbon concrete mixes and nearly 25% reduction in the overall project, including the building envelope. Our team used Tally and EC3 for carbon modeling and led a low-carbon concrete integrative process with a structural engineer, general contractor, and concrete supplier. The tool was a game-changer for collaborative carbon accounting. What started out with a structural and enclosure focus grew into interiors, which accounted for 17% of the project's total embodied carbon. EC3 allowed us to break that down by material category and pinpoint which ones were driving the greatest impact. Gypsum wallboard seemed like low-hanging fruit. However, specifying a low-carbon, ultra-lightweight gypsum impacted acoustics. Our engineers creatively solved for this by increasing the space between wall studs from 16 inches to 24 inches, yielding even greater carbon savings due to the reduction in stud material. Only by evaluating interior partitions holistically as a system did we realize the solution, and it drove down the total embodied carbon by 1.5% with no change to budget or schedule. We also looked deeper at the embodied carbon of commercial carpet tiles. Initially, the design included carpet patterns from several different manufacturers, but using EC3, we discovered we could reduce the overall embodied carbon by 1.78% from the baseline simply by switching to one manufacturer with the lowest carbon footprint. 2. Compare and contrast low-carbon materials. For another client, ZGF was tasked with reducing the embodied carbon of interior materials without impacting the budget. We utilized EC3 to generate a baseline model representing their typical practice and a duplicate model with low-carbon materials to show the hotspots or opportunities for savings. For instance, we compared the following ceiling options in the break room and their impacts on acoustics as well as embodied carbon. Lay-in material fiber ceiling tile, baseline, a dropped fiberglass cloud solution, suspended PET felt acoustic baffles, direct apply PET felt acoustic panels. The direct apply PET felt panels offered the lowest carbon footprint while maintaining acoustic requirements due to its lack of aluminum suspension system and low embodied carbon of high recycled content. It also allowed the mass timber structure to be more exposed and celebrated. It was still the lowest carbon option solution, even with the extra gypsum board material needed to finish the walls up to structure now that the baseline lay-in ceiling tile was removed. This resulted in a 76% carbon reduction from the baseline model. EC3 made it easy to model these scenarios with the material quantities and embodied carbon, and the client appreciated seeing the realities of each option. 3. Embed carbon limits in spec generation. More broadly, EC3 unlocks opportunities to set our own embodied carbon baselines and embed them in our specification as ZGF standards. From healthcare to higher education projects, our designers are deep diving into commonly used materials like resilient flooring, carpet, and ceiling systems to set reasonable limits or maximum global warming potential, GWP, for the product stage, A1 through A3, in our specifications as demonstrated by the product's EPD. EC3 is a great starting point for product research because it cuts the time-intensive task of converting different units of measurement such as metric to imperial. The tool normalizes these numbers, making them easy to compare and vet further. It levels the playing field so all designers can make more informed decisions about low-carbon solutions. But it doesn't stop with designers. We're building EC3 into our contracts with consultants so they have access to our structural, shell and core, and interior models. It adds to our digital tool belt another way to collaborate, innovate, and hold each other accountable for meeting embodied carbon goals. We're consistently seeing interiors count for 10% to 20% of total embodied carbon emissions across our projects. There are so many great resources now available for designers to lower the carbon footprint of their projects, and the EC3 is at the top of our list. More experts sound off on the EC3. We wanted to do an FAQ on the EC3 calculator, a free and easy-to-use workflow tool that allows design teams to make material decisions while keeping track of the carbon footprint of the product they select. It also allows design teams to go in after the build and accurately measure their footprint, but also lets them measure as they go along, making them completely engaged with their project's footprint at multiple stages of a project. In other words, plug in your data and instantly know what kind of climate impact your material decisions are having. EC3 and its ease of use are driving the demand for products that offer a low-carbon solution and more environmental product declarations, EPDs. We talk so much today about supply chain data, and it's important to know why, as we ship and install our products all over the globe, exposing users, installers, and factory workers to whatever goes into our products. It's more important than ever to know what's in them. But the design industry is figuring it out, and the proof is in these two professionals I chatted with below. I sat down with Perkins & Will DC's Senior Technical Coordinator and Senior Associate Brittany McNary and Parallel Sustainability's VP of Operations Rebecca Backer to see how each views the tool from their own unique vantage points in the world of sustainable design. John Strassner, question. When should you use the EC3 calculator? Brittany McNary. EC3 calculator can be used as early as conceptual and schematic design phases through post-construction. It's a useful tool in the early design phases because Autodesk Revit models can be imported into the calculator, which allows architects and designers to evaluate carbon associated with different design options and materials. Teams can also use EC3 to assess products from multiple manufacturers and make material selections to optimize carbon reduction. Using EC3 during post-construction gives teams the opportunity to verify the project's embodied carbon reduction using the materials procured for construction. The Perkins & Will DC team recently completed an interior renovation for Greenpeace USA in Washington, DC, and the EC3 calculator was an important part of our process. We identified several material reuse strategies early in schematic design and used Tally to demonstrate the embodied carbon reduction we can achieve if those strategies were implemented. Preliminary Lifecycle Assessment, LCA, provided our team with metrics that support material reuse and emphasize the impacts the strategies could have on reducing the project's embodied carbon. We imported a Revit model into the EC3 as the design progressed and our team evaluated material selections. During construction, we used EC3 to verify the project's embodied carbon reduction with material takeoffs provided by our general contractor and the final materials installed in the constructed space. Brittany gives us some feedback from a designer's perspective, but I still had questions. I know our industry is trying hard to find alignment on the language we use for sustainability work, thanks to the Mindful Materials team. I was interested in getting the opinion of someone who has used this tool from an LCA practitioner perspective. Enter Rebecca, an LCA expert who brings a different perspective to the conversation. Rebecca Backer, Parallel Sustainability. John, how can our industry use this tool to help designers make better decisions around material transparency? Rebecca Backer. In my opinion, EC3 is a fantastic mechanism for feedback. It serves two very important functions. First, it helps the designers who are interested in understanding the embodied carbon of their designs and or who have specific carbon targets for their buildings to achieve these goals. EC3 allows designers to quickly and easily look for products that have quantified not just their global warming potentials, but also other critical environmental impacts and integrate them easily into their projects. It also allows designers, where a particular product category is saturated in apples-to-apples EPDs, to compare the global warming potentials of the same or similar products so that they're not just making decisions based on cost, aesthetics, or specification, but also accounting for their environmental impacts. Secondly, it gives designers an opportunity to send a signal to manufacturers that their EPDs are important. All too often, we see manufacturers hesitate with taking the plunge on completing an LCA or EPD for their products, as well as with any other product sustainability certification or report. EC3 has an opportunity to serve as that very important starter loop so that manufacturers continue pursuing and expanding product sustainability work. John, in your experience, what do you like about using the EC3? What is the biggest challenge for users? Rebecca, what I like about it is the ease with which a designer can integrate multiple different building products into their design. I also really like how the tool allows end users to graphically compare the embodied carbon of multiple products from different perspectives, by manufacturer, by product type, etc. One of the biggest challenges, though, would be for the end user to ensure they are comparing apples to apples. There's a lot of uncertainty that is built into an LCA/EPD, and different practitioners can model things in different ways, especially if they are using different product category rules or PCRs. This makes it important to always take the comparisons with a grain of salt and dig into the actual EPDs if there is an interest in understanding why two products have different global warming potential, GWPs, on a detailed level. With that said, the tool still does a fantastic job of providing end users with a database of products covered by an LCA and helping them estimate the embodied carbon of the buildings. The EC3 calculator gives you the opportunity to truly understand the impact of your product and spaces. So get out there and start using it today.